Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. It is September 5th, and I am so excited. Today is Tuesday, family, and I am so excited to be bringing you episode 2 of Sister Talk Headlines. First of all, for those of you who do not know me, I have been on over a year and a half worth of time hiatus. But I am back now. I am recharged. I have broken my vow of silence, and I'm so, so happy. Family, we are also doing video recording as well as audio. So once the video portion is mixed and is prepared, I will endeavor. It is my intention to upload it to YouTube, to my YouTube channel, Swan Talk. So please allow me to introduce myself to you. My name is Swan. I am the visionary of Sisters of Mercy Elite Concierge Service and steward over Sisters of Mercy Charity, where we make love baskets for the poor, and we donate them. I am also the author of On the Periphery of Death. It is my first literary work published in 2005. I want you to know that I love you so much, and I have a message for you. So today is going to be a little bit different. We're trying something a little bit different, and we're just going to go over headlines, and then I am going to get up out of here and go to Mass. You guys know that I'm always running late for Mass for the most part, but St. Mary's of Assumption, they are calling my name, so I will be going to Mass. I've already been to St. Paul's this morning, and I missed the majority of the Mass portion, but I got there in time for communion. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, so family, what I'm going to do first is I am going to go to Twitter. Let's see what's trending on Twitter first. And family, I want to thank you for 12K Twitter followers. I love you so much. We just hit 12K. I saw it, I think, like a couple of days ago, and I was going to tweet something, but then I said, well, what I will do is I will just make an announcement during the broadcast, during my next show. So thank you, family. I couldn't do it without you, and even with me being away from social media for almost a year and a half, you guys still got us to 12K a couple of days ago. So kudos to you. I thank God for the miracle of 12K. And I just thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for my 4 new followers today. They are Calvary Scriptures. I am following you. Tyler Williams, thank you so much. I love your username. Your username is JimboMonkey007. I am following you. Also, Paul Sart online, I am following you, and as well, I am following Echo Chi LLC, and that's for Echo Chi Tips. Thank you so much. I see you at your 13K, almost 14K followers. God bless you. God bless all my followers, and I pray today that you receive miracles. So without further ado, family, let's go see what's trending on Twitter. The first thing that's trending is DACA. The Trump administration is winding down the deferred action for childhood arrivals. Let's pray for those families, family. Let's pray for the Trump administration. He is our president, and so we have to pray for the nation, and we have to pray for those who are in the administration, as well as our politicians, our leaders, our community leaders, our pastors, our priests, our rabbis, our imams. We have to pray for those who have charge over us and those who are in leadership positions. So let's not forget to pray for President Trump on today. Pray for his administration and pray for the families that are going to be affected by DACA. Next trending topic is Sessions. I'm assuming that's Jeff Sessions, our attorney general. Hurricane Irma is trending next. First day of school. Then National Cheese Pizza Day, Dreamers, that's a part of the DACA administration legislation that I guess the Trump team have reviewed, and they've decided to go a different way than the Obama administration. Tuesday Thoughts is next in the trending topics. Tillman for Tita is trending. Then the DREAM Act, again, that is going up to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. all of that. We have three leading trending topics centering around DACA, and then four if you include Jeff Sessions. So let's go on right now without further ado. Let's go to the Daily Mail. If you are tuning in, family, feel free to call in and listen to the show via my host page. I am going to give you a guest call-in number. Because of time, family, I only have about 10 minutes in today's broadcast. I'm not going to be able to take calls or anything like that, but that is something that I endeavor to do. But the guest call-in number for the show, where you can just call in if you are away from your laptop, your phone, or your PC, or anything like that, the guest call-in number for Sister Talk is always area code 917-889-2852. Again, let me reverberate this, 917-889-2852. You're always welcome to call in and just listen to the show wherever you are in the world, because we are international, and I thank God for that, for having an international platform via the Blog Talk Radio show host forum. So without further ado, let's do some headlines, family. I am just now seeing the Daily Mail and going over these headlines for the first time with you. Then we're going to endeavor to go over to Drudge Report and hit some of his headlines that may coincide with what the Daily Mail has. But I love Drudge Report because he gives a different take, and he hits us with awesome, awesome trending top headlines. So right at the top of the page, this DACA thing, it is on the minds of everyone. It is the leading story with Daily Mail. It says, death of a dream. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the Trump administration is rescinding DACA because it is unconstitutional and amounts to unilateral executive amnesty. That is the position of the Trump administration. The next thing that we're going to talk about, next headline, is Hurricane Irma strengthens into a Category 5 storm with winds up to 175 miles per hour as it heads for the East Coast of America. Family, let's pray for the East Coast. Let's read a little bit of this Hurricane Irma. Hurricane Irma strengthened to a Category 5 storm on Tuesday. It's expected to hit the Leeward Islands either tonight or tomorrow. From there, it will continue on through Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the Bahamas, and Cuba. It's still unclear where the storm will turn as it inches towards the U.S. It could make a landfall in Florida, Georgia, or the Carolinas. It could also turn west into the Gulf of Mexico or east into the Atlantic. Florida Governor Rick Scott declared a state of emergency on Monday. So, family, I am going to tweet out this important headline, this important story. Let's go ahead and let's be mindful to pray for the people within that region. The next headline, it was personal. Osama bin Laden took revenge on the U.S. for breaking up his family by pressuring Sudan to kick him out in 1996, forcing the al-Qaeda leader to live in poverty, a new documentary claims. That's very interesting. A news photographer is shot by an Ohio sheriff deputy who mistook his camera and tripod as a gun. Let's pray for that family. Let's pray for the family of Andy Grimm. This is a tragedy. This should not have happened to anyone. Pray for all those involved, including the sheriff deputy who made that terrible, terrible decision to take those actions and kill this photographer, Andy Grimm. Let's pray for Mr. Grimm's family. The next headline, mom who plans to abandon her kids, 7 and 9, will be with the Syrian ISIS fighter she married over Skype, was just lonely and depressed, her lawyers claim ahead of sentencing. Mom who planned to abandon her kids, 7 and 9, to be with the Syrian ISIS fighter she married over Skype, was just lonely and depressed, her lawyers claim ahead of sentencing. Let's pray for that family. Next headline, Minneapolis bar closes down after news of owner's donation to ex-KKK leader David Duke prompts mass resignations and boycotts from patrons and live acts. And it should. Let's pray for that situation. Let's pray for the Minneapolis area. Let's pray for peace. Let's pray for God's wisdom, family. Those prayer warriors, those of you who are believers and you're tuning in and you believe in God and God and the power of prayer, Minneapolis, let's send our prayers to Minneapolis. Let's pray for peace. Let's pray for wisdom. Let's pray for discernment in the mighty name of Jesus. Next headline, we're a couple and we're in love. Meghan Markle speaks about her happiness with boyfriend Prince Harry for the first time and the strongest suggestion yet that a royal engagement is imminent. She is so beautiful and they make a beautiful couple. So let's go ahead and let's cover them in prayer. Let's cover their courtship in prayer in the name of Jesus. Let's cover the royal family in prayer. And I like them as a couple. I like Prince Harry. And I watch her show Suits. I used to watch it. I don't watch as much TV as I used to. But when I did watch TV Suits, the show that she is an actress in, she did an excellent job. And I liked her from the beginning, from the get-go, as we say down south. Next headline. How often do you wash your pajamas? Mothers sparked fierce online debate after suggesting you should change them daily. Next headline. Man caught performing oral sex on his girlfriend surrounded by families gathered on Florida beach in the afternoon. Next headline. Horror as college student 21 dies after falling between tracks while train hopping with her boyfriend. Family, let's pray for the Carlisle University student that leaked to her death horrifically. Her name is Lindsay Michaels. She is 21 years old. Let's pray for all those involved. This is a true tragedy. And let's pray for all of her friends at Carlisle University. And this is the south side of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where it happened. It's WTAE report. Next headline. Picture. Russian teenager obsessed with Columbine killers who shot his teacher in the head as his classmates jumped out of a classroom window to escape gunfire and smoke grenades. Okay, so let's pray for this person. They live in Moscow, so let's pray for him. Pray for everyone that was affected, that was traumatized by his act. Let's pray for Russia, family. Let's pray for Moscow. Next headline, a portrait without ever seeing your face. Scientists create a realistic mugshot using just your DNA. The technology that's going on from the DNA perspective and artificial intelligence perspective, it is blowing our minds, family. Next headline, Emmett Till's cousin, 74, dies 62 years after the 14-year-old was abducted from the bed they were sharing and later beaten to death for whistling at a white woman in Mississippi. And family, let's go ahead and keep the Till family in our prayers. And also the white woman who told an unfortunate untruth. This story is a story that she made up. It has since been revealed. But let's keep her in our prayers and everything. I'm pretty sure that she has to live with this, her terrible decision to make up that lie on Emmett Till. She has to live with the rest of her life. And from my understanding, she is very remorseful about that bad decision because it resulted in the loss of life of Emmett Till. So, family, let's keep his family, his surviving loved ones in prayer. Next headline, armed and dangerous man, 52, is on the run after kidnapping his girlfriend, 55, who begged for help at a Starbucks before he shoves her back in their car. His name is Joseph Hetzel, and he's 52 years old, kidnapped Virginia Paris in Solvang, California, on Friday as she left her job at a retirement home. Police say she recently sought a restraining order against his crazy behind. Family, let's pray. Let's pray for her safe return. Let's lift up Virginia Paris in our prayers. Let's pray that Joseph has a change of heart and he releases her in the name of Jesus. Let's just pray, family. This is just some tumultuous times that we are living in. Next headline, is this the world's most comfortable bed? $80,000 four-poster in the Savoy Royal Suite is made from fibers of the rare noble Mongolian yak. Interesting. Next headline, dealing with North Korea. Nuclear threat from North Korea. North Korea crisis is leading to a global planetary catastrophe, warns Putin, as Kim Jong-un moves intercontinental missiles to the coast, and U.S. warns the dictator is begging for war. Family, if you never prayed before, let's cover the United States. Let's cover North Korea. Let's cover Japan. Let's cover South Korea. Let's cover this region in our prayers. We need prayer. We need peace. We need world peace. We need divine intervention. We need for cooler heads of diplomacy to prevail. I am not a supporter of war in any terms, under any circumstances, but the situation, it is so dire with all of the rhetoric, with everything just seems like it's escalating. What we need a change of heart. We need for a deliverance to come in the form of cooler heads prevailing from a diplomatic standpoint. What we need for peace. In the name of Jesus, we need prayers. We need prayers for this region. Okay, it looks as if the editor-in-chief, Piers Morgan, of the Daily Mail, he wrote an editorial, and it simply says this, Piers Morgan, China could get rid of Kim Jong-un with one simple act and the minimum loss of life, so why won't they bring the madman in their backyard to heal? This is Mr. Morgan's perspective, and it seems as if he has gotten a lot of shares and a lot of commentaries and comments on this Daily Mail particular editorial piece that he wrote. Next headline dealing with North Korea. North Korean mountain above nuclear bomb test site is at risk of collapsing, leaking radiation across the region, China warns. Next headline, Kim Jong-un says his nuclear weapon tests are gift packages for America as South Korea considers moving U.S. tactical nukes back to its territory. Last headline centering around North Korea, Trump letting Japan and South Korea buy substantially increased amounts of high sophisticated military equipment amid heightened North Korean threats. And it is a threat indeed, but I am praying for peace. Next headline, man 37 who filmed himself busting his wife in bed with her boss could now be jailed for unlawful surveillance. Unlawful surveillance. This happened in Rockland County, New York. Sean Donis, 37 years old, filmed two videos on his phone when he found his wife Nancy in bed with another man in Rockland County, New York in April of last year. He was indicted in July by a grand jury for unlawful surveillance and felony burglary. He pleaded guilty in August, but is due to front court again on September 20th. Family, let's keep this family in your prayers. Infidelity is terrible, but it happens. It's just a reality of the times and the day in which we live. Let's just pray for God's will to be done in this situation. Next headline. Descendant of Confederate General Robert E. Lee resigns as pastor after his church wanted to vote on his tenure because he praised Black Lives Matter at MTV Video Music Awards. Next headline, inventor says he accidentally killed Swedish journalist on his submarine by dropping the observation hatch on her head and that her stockings just fell off as he carried her body. This is Peter Madsen. He's 46 years old. He told a court in Copenhagen, Denmark, that Kim Wall, who is 30 years old, died after the 15-pound hatch on his homemade submarine's watchtower hit her over the head. This is a bizarre headline, but let's pray that God's will be done and that the truth prevails in this situation. Hurricane Harvey disaster. Sick Texas teen uses Siri to save her during hurricane, but says Coast Guard left her stranded in rising flood waters for another day before she was rescued. Her name is Tyler Frank. She's 14 years old, and she is beautiful. Her smile is beautiful. She is a Houston, Texas native, and she was stranded outside in the rising flood waters when she suffered a sickle cell crisis, an excruciatingly painful condition where malformed red blood cells clog up blood vessels, cutting off oxygen to certain organs and tissues. She says she tried calling 911 and even begged for help on social media, but to no avail. So she turned to her phone. I was like, Siri, smart enough. Let me ask her, Tyler said. Bless your heart, baby. Okay, and Beyonce and George Clooney to lead star-studded telethon to raise money for Hurricane Harvey victims. Praise God, praise God. And happy belated birthday, Beyonce. You are 36 years old. Happy B-Day. Okay? And then next headline, Michael Strahan hugs and high-fives his way across his hometown of Houston and live GMA recovery stories after being slammed by producers for not ending his yacht vacation early to cover the storm. Next headline, blind man suffering seizures, diabetes, and epilepsy is rescued from Houston home by British journalists days after he and his family became trapped. Next headline, looters stole from a flooded Houston house while the 89-year-old homeowner's body was still floating inside. How terrible, how terrible. Lastly, for Hurricane Harvey coverage, Hurricane Harvey death toll climbs to 60 with 30 people killed in Harris County alone. Family, it is 12:21. Mass is at 12:10. Mass is almost over, but I am getting ready to get out of here. I'm going to wind down this coverage. Let's see what the George Report is leading with. Next time, family, I will start with George Report and get more of his articles in. It says, George Report here is leading with She's a Beast, 180 miles per hour super winds prediction, Florida. This is the George Report referring to Hurricane Irma. Family, before we go, we are entering into day two of St. Anthony Novena, and so that is simply a prayer in the Roman Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Order. So day two prayer, I share it via my Facebook page, and then it was subsequently tweeted out via and shared via my Twitter account. So let's go ahead and let's share the day two prayer centering around St. Anthony, and a lot of you know he is my favorite saint. I love him. St. Anthony dealt with a lot of miracles. He's known for his miracle-working power and the miracle-working power of God through St. Anthony. So this is the prayer, family. Before we close out, let's go ahead and let's pray this prayer. Oh, miracle-working St. Anthony, remember that it never has been heard that you left without help or relief anyone who in his need had recourse to you. Animated now with the most lively confidence, even with full conviction of not being refused, I fly for refuge to thee. O most favored friend of the infant Jesus, O eloquent preacher of the divine mercy, despise not my supplications, but bringing them before the throne of God, strengthen them by your intercession, and obtain for me the favor I seek in this novena. And then we are to state our intentions. And then we are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day for our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the power and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen and amen. And then if you are part of the Catholic Church, you are to say one Our Father, which we just did, one Hail Mary, and glory be to the Father in honor of St. Anthony. And in closing, St. Anthony, pray for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seal this prayer, this miraculous prayer, this prayer of miracles in the blood of Jesus Christ and in the matchless name of Jesus. Let's also pray another prayer to St. Anthony. St. Anthony, you live in the midst of storm and danger, and were exposed to evils, yet you kept a prayerful spirit. Keep me prayerful and surround me with your constant care. In the name of Jesus, we pray this prayer to St. Anthony. St. Anthony, pray for us. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, family, that is today's show. I pray you were blessed by it, and I invite you to join me on our next invitation, our next broadcast, and just stay linked up and let's stay connected via my Twitter and my Facebook page, because when I do go live next time or when I do have another invitation, another show, it will be, you will be notified via Twitter and via Facebook. I love you so much with the compassion of Jesus Christ. I ask that you pray for me, that you pray for my charity, Sisters of Mercy, that you pray for my new business endeavor, Sisters of Mercy Elite Concierge Service, which is sponsoring today's show. And I am the visionary. And what we do is we offer very affordable, professional, personal assistant, transportation, and errand and concierge services. If you need to get in contact with us, you can email my office at sistersofmercy333@gmail.com. Again, if you are in need of the aforementioned services and you want to inquire about our rates, you may email my office at sistersofmercy333@gmail.com. Now, no. Why do it when we can? No job is too small. Call me now. Call me now or email me, family. But pray before you email me. And we do offer virtual personal assistant services as well. So feel free to connect with me and get the rates and the prices. You need some errands ran. You need any type of reservations made, concierge service. We have it all. We have you covered. Again, let me give out my email address for those interested parties, and it is sistersofmercy333@gmail.com. My name is Sister Twan. I am the visionary of Sisters of Mercy Charity, where we make love matches for the poor. I'm also the visionary of Sisters of Mercy Elite Concierge Service. I look forward to our next invitation, our fellowship. God bless you. I love you. Pray for us. Pray for America. Pray for our president. Pray for the administration. Pray for peace. Pray for each other. Pray for our marriages. Pray for our family. Pray for our friendships. Pray for our lessons. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Spirit, go in peace. I will see you next time. I love you. I love you so much with the compassion of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for keeping this. I'm so excited. I love you. Go and have a fabulous day. And know that the video, it will be up within the next 24 to 48 hours via YouTube. I will tweet out the link, and I will also add it to Facebook. I love you, family. Mwah, 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 mwah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'll see you next time. Pray for me. I love you, and know that I am praying for you.